HKX, mobile.
Gaylport HKX, N0LTR. Good afternoon, Mr. Patrick.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you and Miss Bernice doing today?
Fine. We're down here at East Washington Street, right in the middle of Greenville. We had got to a foot doctor appointment and just headed back towards Aldi's and Taylor's here in a minute. Then I think we might go over and get some Publix spicy wings.
Sounds good. I just finished up lunch myself. A group of guys meet for lunch, shop owners over here in Cherrydale at the Mexican place but next to the movie theater. So that's a Tuesday ritual.
You see Top Gun over there?
Missed that, Tom.
Feed me up there. I was putting a piece of gum in my mouth. Have you been to Top Gun there at the big theater there in Cherrydale?
I have not. Have you went and seen it yet?
I think I might, though. They're probably flying a little different planes than when Top Gun was going on back in the 60s. We had a lot of F-4s over there in Vietnam. I remember them. Those were hot rods. And that's what the first Top Gun flew, but they're probably flying F-18s now.
I'm sure we've got some stuff out there that I don't know anything about by now.
Well, they got a lot newer than that, but I just seen a flick of it on the television there one day, an advertisement for it. Oh, we're passing Bond Secures. Man, it's full. The traffic was kind of slow down here earlier. All the graduation ceremonies going on today. We thought we saw you at down on Wade Hampton, but I told Bernice I didn't think you'd come down that far.
Over here in Cherrydale all day today. So that was probably Tim or Jason.
You looks for the name. You got your name on the side of your truck?
I do not, but everybody else does. When I got this truck, I just haven't put it on there yet.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. Those are nice trucks, I'll tell you for sure. And I'm sure they're high dollar. Well, it's a hot booger out here today, and it was hot yesterday. I got overheated out there on the riding lawnmower. And I went out this morning. I had to tie up a little coax with some tie wraps to a stringer line, and about 15 minutes, and that was it. And I threw that in the ditch and went back in. I'm showing 91 down here now. We just turned off Church Street on the way to Hampton.
53 over here on Cherrydale where I'm at right now.
It is. Probably hotter than that when you get out in it. And I have no intentions of doing that when we get back home. I think we'll just get the Publix chicken and then go on home and call her a day and find something to do down in the basement where it's nice and cool.
That. So, have you got your new antenna put up yet? Finished up where you can use it?
I have. It's all done. Chad helped me with the antenna itself. And we got that shot up there. And then Bernice and I, we built the counterpoise. And it's kind of neat. But we put the analyzer on it, and it showed 2.4, I think. And mine read the same as Chad's did. So it ought to work. I got to run 150 feet of LMR-14 down there from the antenna switch box, which is on outside across the driveway. Got to run it from there. Down those stringer lines now. I just got those up a couple of days ago. And then I'll just tie wrap it. It's just 8-inch steel cable. And I'll tie wrap it to that, and then we'll be good to go.
Station completely down over the weekend and started putting it back together yesterday, rearranging my room and moving stuff around. And then, because I've had to move business stuff out of the living room, because we're going to start a kitchen remodel, so we needed that room in the living room to move stuff over temporarily. And that's a mess trying to get everything set back up.
Time you do something like that, it is. We're at Pleasant Burton Drive, so if I get scratching here for a couple of minutes, I'll just go ahead and sign off. Unless you got some guys you want to talk to there, Patrick. We're sitting here at Pleasant Burton Drive and that big cemetery where you turn north to go up to Traveler's Rest.
Okay, Tom, but I'm at my next stop, so I'll go ahead and say 7-3. You and Miss Bernice, be careful out there on the roads today, and try not to get too hot on your way when you get home. And good to talk to you, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
You have a safe day on the roads. There's seems to be quite a bit more traffic today with the graduations and that. Usually that means out of town people, so give them some slack because they don't know what they're doing. Take care. KO4HKX, NGLTR clear.